Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we embark on a very important podcast episode where I have a lot of messages and information to share with you, both astrological, spiritual, and energetic, and very important for this phase that we're moving through on the planet. It's a very big time. I am doing this show live on April 6, 2020, as we move through the energies of the Pluto-Jupiter conjunction. Now, this conjunction just happened at 24 degrees, 52 minutes of Capricorn on April 4th, and it's going to happen again in late June and in the middle of November. So from now until November, we are moving through a very big time on the planet, and it's significant for a number of reasons. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you've heard me talk about this, and we're moving into unprecedented world changes that are happening now. It's important to note that the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction began March 27th, 28th, and the energies go until at least the Libra full moon on April 7th. So there's a lot happening right now, a lot happening under the surface, a lot happening in our psyches, a lot happening for us energetically. Perhaps if you're not sleeping well, if you feel like there's things going on and you can't quite put your finger on it, you have a restlessness and anxiety. It's not simply about the coronavirus, which is of course affecting our daily lives now, has shut down the world, has shut down our life as we've known it. And there's so much more happening that is going to be coming up and out from underneath the surface. And that's one of the big themes right now, is that what has been hidden will be revealed. What has been kept below the surface or kept out of our vision is going to come forth. Now, it's interesting how we have the saying that hindsight is 20/20. And I was thinking about how that saying is going to truly pertain to this year. We're going to look back on the year 2020 in hindsight and see a different story, a different narrative, see some things in a whole new way, shed light on what we didn't see the first time. So know that there's a lot happening at different energy levels right now. Be very gentle with yourself. Be very gentle and loving of anyone you live with. Because if you're currently in quarantine, in isolation, and you're stuck inside with your family, your kids, your spouse, your roommates, it's easier than ever to have little frustrations, to feel triggered, to feel annoyed. Everyone's processing things at a certain level of consciousness. And here we all are sitting in our own auras. You're sitting in your energy. What comes up? What is coming up for you that perhaps you didn't see or acknowledge before? So in this show, we're going to talk about the energetics of this time. And I have a story to share with you. It's actually a story I've been sitting on for 18 years about a very powerful rich man in the world who I have been watching. I've been watching his chart, his astrological chart, and I've been watching his profession, you could say, or his persona on the world stage. And that is undergoing a big change at this time. So I'm going to share with you a story that I've kept secret, again, 18 years, since 2002, because this individual signifies and relates to the bigger world changes that are happening now. And I feel like it's a good case study of what is transpiring. Now, if you've listened to the show for a while, you'll remember that back in 2018, I shared with you part of this year, part of 2020, is when heroes become zeros. That is happening now. When people we've looked up to, when those we've held in high respect or high regard fall, when there is a turnover in their status and in who they have presented themselves to be. This is all part of the bigger energetic turnover that's happening on the world stage at this time. As many of you know, we have been undergoing a very big spiritual warfare. And this is not about politics, by the way. I know that's where some people go with this information. This is not about politics. This is not about even just governments or world leaders or nations or, and this is bigger, much bigger. It's looking at all the ways that humanity has been divided and separated in with very damaging consequences and intentions. And what's happening right now, the visual I keep getting is of the flip of energy that we are moving through in 2020. And that's why this energy is so big. That's why you can feel it. That's why you wake up at night. That's why you maybe have a lot of questions, or you, again, you don't quite know what to believe, or you don't know what to put as truth. It's sort of like it's not clear. There's so much confusion. There's so many messages. But what you can always trust is yourself. When you have reached a certain level of spiritual maturity and consciousness that allows you to see above the turbulence, that allows you to see above the fray. And so a lot of this year is, of course, about the spiritual growth and understanding that energy never lies. People lie, humans lie, energy does not lie. And the visual I keep getting, as I mentioned, the flip, so to speak, is of an hourglass. And the sands of time running out. And it also reminds me of that soap opera, Days of Our Lives, where these are the days of your lives. It's sort of like these are the lifetimes of your soul. And what we are embarking on right now is a flip in energies that our souls have wanted for lifetimes. And if you can put it into that framework, if you can see it from that vantage point, it's going to help navigate the bigger waves and the bigger changes that are coming in 2020. So we're having this flip, okay? The hourglass is flipping over and the sands of time have run out on certain energies. And if you can see those sands as energies, that is also a great way to look at this. So we're flipping over the energetic paradigm on this planet, and it's rough. And it's intense and it's emotional and it's confusing, and it's going to unfold throughout most of this year. So it is important to not only view this in the perspective of your soul's journey, meaning, okay, for lifetimes, there's certain things we've wanted to shift and to change and it hasn't been time. Now it's time. Now it is time. And the timing of it is important, but stay focused on the long term. That's also the Capricorn energies, is that these things take time. There's a process unfolding, and through that process, we mature. We mature in what we do, how we harness our energy, how we become energy masters during the upheavals, the uncertainties, and the dark times. So know that this is a time when we are collectively rising the light on this planet. And that is no small feat or easy thing to do. So let me ask you, those of you who feel that you are light workers, you are star seeds, you are healers, those who feel that they're here to support humanity, to be of service to a bigger cause, you're here to support people in any number of ways. There's something that you've known deeply within yourself throughout much of this lifetime. And that is, you did not come to this planet, you did not incarnate at this time because it was going to be easy. Light workers, starseed healers, you didn't come for a vacation lifetime. You came because this was going to be one of the most intense times in your life. And so many people who identify with these energetic understandings and with these terms, you have had a hard life. You have been through a lot of things that have shaped your character, that have required you to be strong, that have required you to be in your power even when you felt powerless. Many light workers have had extremely difficult human experiences. You came in with hard family dynamics or a lot of karma to resolve. You came in with some big themes, perhaps with a mother, a father, a sister, a brother. You have felt judged. You have felt rejected. You have been abandoned. You have been persecuted. You have gone through really deep things that not everyone around you would understand. You did not come to be a part of the status quo. You are not a cookie cutter. You came to be different. Your whole life you felt different, the black sheep, the one outside of the masses. You came here understanding at a deeper soul level that all of that, all of the struggle, all of the challenge, all of the deep emotional intensity, all of the judgment, the rejection, the abandonment, the lack of feeling like you belong, you came because you knew it would pay off. There would be something that shows up to validate you, to support you, to give you the strength to keep moving forward, to help you understand that you are here for a very divine purpose. And the most important part of that is for you to accept yourself, to accept who you are, to accept why you're different, to accept that you can love yourself and appreciate yourself in very beautiful ways that has nothing to do with anyone else. And that's why your journey has been lonely. That's why it's been hard. That's why it's been intense, emotional. That's why you have felt perhaps cut off from society. And that's because the divine purpose, the sole purpose, is that you would get stronger within. You would do the inner work. You would be understanding more about your own spiritual journey, your own soul growth. You would be ahead of the masses in this phase of healing. And that's because we need people who are in a position to support the masses as they go through their own healing work, as they move into a new experience of the globe and the planet. And you have been either an intentional or unintentional leader in your soul group. You are here because you are needed. You are here because you are divinely loved. You are divinely supported. And you are going to have the benefits of the struggle and the turmoil you've been through as you keep trusting yourself and your spiritual gifts. This is vital right now, that lightworkers, starseeds, healers, awakened, conscious people, that you really feel a bigger trust in this process, because it's going to affect your immediate environment, the people you interact with. It's going to be something that has a ripple effect that you can't quite fathom. And you must understand that people are going to need healing and need support the rest of this year and into this decade. And it is the light workers who are going to help heal the hundreds and heal the thousands, so that the thousands can heal the millions. We are united energetically. And one thing that I have found fascinating about the coronavirus pandemic is that it demonstrates the power of energy. If you look at how quote unquote contagious unseen energies are, then we understand it's a perfect example of how what we spread and what we share is contagious. It catches on, right? We give it to each other. So what we are now going to be very aware of is what we give to each other, and how we can give each other strength, how we can give each other hope, how we can give each other a sense of new possibilities for the world ahead, and how we are not going to go into the fear. It's also important to not go into mob mentality. It's important to step back, to be an observer, but to be very aware of your own feelings and your own emotional process. Because chances are, if you're a light worker, starseed, you understand your own emotional process, and you're going to help others move through theirs. That's going to be just a big part of the healing in 2020. And what you can do is be in a place of understanding your own needs and your own feelings, letting things flow, letting things move through you, be it anger, pain, emotional release, crying. Don't blockade in your feelings. Don't hold it in. We are human. We are meant to grieve. We are meant to feel loss. We are meant to feel pain. We are meant to feel hurt. And as we allow it to move through us and move out of us, it clears away. And that energy is not stuck and stagnant within. And you could even look back on a time of your life where you went through something very intense, emotional, a grieving process, and understand how that process unfolded for you, because it is different for every person. We all have a different way of moving through energies. But the more that you can understand it in yourself, the more you can help in taking care of yourself, taking care of your own emotional process. And then it allows you to be there to support others through theirs. These are very big times, and all we can do is go into ourselves to trust that we're here for a reason, we're here for a purpose, and that because we are here, that means we are smart enough to bring with us the tools and energies we need as this global energetic paradigm shifts, as we witness heroes becoming zeros, as we witness the betrayals, the fall from grace, the sense of what the F are you talking about? The bigger revelations, the things that would be very, it's traumatic. We're going to experience, you know, what it means to be shocked, and it can feel soul destroying. And I hope this isn't hyperbole. This is just the energies of this transition. But remember, you came here knowing it would pay off and that we would get through it together and we would be able to have something glorious on the other side. So when we look at this Jupiter-Pluto conjunction and how it moves through November, well, set your expectations accordingly that we're going to move through some big months of energies. We have the eclipses that begin in June and July are the three eclipses, and the eclipse at 0 degrees of Cancer is what I've been calling the mega eclipse. And it's so big that the last time we had it was earlier in, I believe, 2001, and it changed the world. It's a world-changing eclipse. So these are the times we live in, and we say this, but it's different to feel it. So we're going to be feeling it, but we have the tools to move through it, and we're going to get to the other side, and we're going to have amazing potentials and opportunities to establish what we want in our lives in a whole new way because of that energetic flip, because of what is happening that is changing the planet. We're going to have more potentials and possibilities that we did not have access to before. So keep that in mind, that this leads to a new place of creation of the life you want. This leads to new miracles. This leads to new possibilities. And you came here because your consciousness was ready to contribute to this energetic flip for the betterment of humanity, to improve this globe and this planet. Lightworkers, starseeds, we don't come here because it's easy. We come here because it's necessary, and we are not alone. We have galactic allies at this time who are helping to direct the unfolding of energies on the planet. There are galactic allies here that are supporting the rising light on the planet. And these are benevolent energies. These are our allies who are assisting humanity in a way that, again, we won't see until hindsight, but that we're feeling. And so if you're feeling even some openings in your spiritual gifts, that is perhaps connected to these new energies on the planet. There is more light on the planet than ever before, and we're moving through a very big time that, again, hindsight is 2020, right? The year 2020 is going to bring us a lot of new understandings in hindsight, and the way that you can continue to navigate it is with a strength in yourself that pertains to your soul's brilliance and your soul's wisdom to contribute and participate at this time. As the excavation occurs, as the purging occurs, as the hidden domains, the hidden secrets, these are all Pluto themes, they all come up and out to the light. There is a deeper push at a cosmic level to push out what has been hidden and to allow us to grow from it, to develop from it, to make new choices, and to raise our consciousness. And this is always one gift of Pluto, is that we're forever transformed. We have a significant process that we move through. That's the deep intensity, the emotional places we go. It's very big, but Pluto changes us permanently. And that's because we are ready to elevate to that higher consciousness. For many of you, your life's work begins now. Your toes are at the starting line. You understand that everything before this was practice, was preparation, was almost like part of a draft version. And now we're getting ready to go into some of the biggest work and the biggest world changes. And that's because we are here. That's because we are the ones ready for this change. We're done with the division. We're done with the fighting. We don't want this to be where humanity continues. We're bringing in new ways of connecting with each other individually and collectively, and we are doing so at the higher vibrations. So know that this is going to be worth it, and we have to work for it as well. So now I'd like to share with you that story I mentioned that I've been sitting on since 2002. And it's a story about one of the richest, most powerful men in the world, who I'm going to call Richie Rich. And back in 2002, I was living with a roommate outside of Seattle, and I'm going to call her Christy. Christy and I were friends for many years, and she is very intelligent and a talker, okay? It's important to note. So we were living together in an apartment, and she was working as a paralegal in a law firm in Seattle. And every day she would come home and tell me about her day and blah, 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 and da, 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 and very chattery, very talkative every day. So one day she comes home and she's stone quiet and she looks incredibly uncomfortable. And I asked her, "Are you okay?" And she's like, yeah, I just have a lot on my mind. So I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, you allow someone to have stuff on their mind and go about their day. And then she sits down and tells me, "I have to tell you something." And I say, "Okay." But she has that hesitation of, should I tell you, should I not tell you? Should I tell you, should I not tell you? And I could tell she was really uncomfortable. And I said, "Well, you don't have to tell me if it makes you uncomfortable." And she's like, "No, I really need to talk this out because I've had a really intense day." Now, Christy went to school, middle school, high school, with a friend of hers, Sarah. Sarah also is a paralegal at another law firm in downtown Seattle. So Christy and Sarah, paralegals, downtown Seattle, 2002, meeting up for lunch. Christy tells me, "I just had lunch today with Sarah, and her law firm is going through something so big right now that I can't even believe it's real." And I said, "Okay, so tell me, tell me or don't tell me, but don't keep me hanging." And she says, "So what happened is Sarah's law firm was connecting with an IT specialist at a big multinational company that we'll call Acme Corporation. This IT specialist went into the CEO's office one night to do a standard upgrade. And this is typical. Of course, not everyone would have access to the CEO's office, but this IT manager went in, did the upgrade, and lo and behold, found himself buried in unexpected child pornography on the CEO's computer. And so the IT specialist went and got a lawyer. And basically, that was Sarah's firm. And in fact, it was Sarah's lawyer who was representing this IT manager. They had uncovered on Richie Rich's computer all kinds of child pornography. Now, remember, this is 2002. No Facebook, no YouTube. There's the internet. You know, maybe we were past dial-up. I'm trying to remember. But it was a very different landscape on the internet at that time. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't quite understand what child pornography completely was, you know, but just that sense of, that's disgusting, that's gross, are you kidding me, this can't be real. That's everything I said to my roommate at the time because it was very unbelievable. So my roommate is in shock because of this information. And over the next number of days, she meets up with her friend Sarah for lunch a few more times. And then she comes home and basically shares with me what she's heard. And she said that, well, Sarah was really tired today because she was up all night working. And I said, is it about that crazy case with the IT manager? And my roommate says, yeah, it turns out they had to go into the CEO's office last night and the child pornography wasn't on one computer. It was on multiple computers and servers. So it took me a while to let this sink in, but basically the CEO, Richie Rich, had in his private C-suite a full-on international child pornography operation that was going on back at this time. And the law offices that this guy was working at went in and removed all of that evidence, all of the computers, all of it. And this IT manager was very terrified, probably for his life and probably for the position he was in at discovering this full-blown operation. So at that time, I would naively watch the news. And I was waiting for the story to break. I was waiting for it to come on the local news or the national news, something. Never happened. And the case quickly went somewhere else and my roommate doesn't know what happened, which is perfectly fitting. And what we speculate happened is that things were settled with large sums of money outside of court. Because when you are a Richie Rich in the world, you can buy anything and you can pay off anyone and you can protect yourself in ways that people would never even know. So this gentleman, Richie Rich of Acme Corporation, has been on the world stage for years. You know him. Everyone knows him. And every time I see him, I think, what a disgusting monster. And having this information, of course, would change your opinion of on someone. But all these years, I've just been watching. I've been watching the astrology in his chart. I've been watching things unfold. And I've been thinking, when is this going to break? And is it going to break? Meaning, even if someone is not publicly held accountable for certain crimes, there's still usually something that they can be caught doing that is a lesser crime or that something else. And it's sort of like maybe it's never, ever known publicly, this child pornography operation that was in his CEO office. But there could be other things that come up or come out that do bring down his public persona or change his life personally. So I'm sharing this story with you now because something has happened this year that has been a change in his professional status. Now, in his astrology chart, Uranus in Taurus has been opposing his sun. So that is obviously some type of shakeup, something unfolding outside of his control. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime transit where Uranus would oppose the sun unless you live beyond 84, which is very possible these days. But considering his age, it is a once-in-a-lifetime transit. The other thing in his chart is that he was born with the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in Leo. So he was born Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in Leo with that desire to really be powerful, to be a king. That is a very strong energy of creation, of entrepreneurship, of being the king of the castle, so to speak, leadership. And we've been talking about this Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, of course, right? Well, his Jupiter-Pluto conjunction is in the late degrees of Leo, at 27, 28 degrees of Leo, which means that right now, Pluto and Jupiter and Capricorn are creating a quincunx to his natal Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. And this is a big deal. This is also a once-in-a-lifetime transit. And this is when that quincunx creates a life-changing tension. And this is, in fact, bigger than Uranus opposing the sun. Now, having them together, of course, is about earthquakes in your life and changes and transitions. But to have that quincunx at this time on the planet, I realize this is when there has been so much tension that is outside of his power structure, okay? There is a need in his chart to very much be in power, to be in control by any means necessary. This is something that he cannot control. So I'm still watching this unfold. It can unfold, of course, in many ways, and all we can do is speculate. But what we can trust is the energy. We can trust that there is an energy right now that is challenging his power structures and what he's created in his life. Now, I realize that some of you listening will also have the Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Leo in your life, and perhaps you're feeling this energy too. You're feeling that tension. You're feeling that discomfort. The quincunx is 150 degrees, and it's where you can't resolve something. You're trying to figure out a way to get the pieces to work together, and there really is no easy solution. It's simply something you have to accept what is. It's an acceptance of what is. So there is a big energy at this time that is coming from another energy source challenging the control, power, or again, the structures that have been created. And it's a world power. It's a global power that are challenging this Leo energy. Now, this could also be something you're feeling if you have any planets or points at late degrees of Leo or even late degrees of Gemini, because this is where the Capricorn energies are creating a quincunx to both of those points. Again, late degrees of Leo, we will call it 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. I mean, it could be anywhere in there. And the same with Gemini, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, because of the travels right now of both Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn. So I've been following his astrology chart just to see what comes up, you know, being a keen observer of what unfolds, also understanding and knowing that it might not be demonstrated publicly what is happening behind the scenes. We might not have all of the information, evidence, or facts at this time. In fact, it could come out in 2 to 3 years. So again, it's taking a long-term perspective on the changes that are unfolding, and it's allowing ourselves to walk through this energy with a sense of power in who we are, knowing that it's all about your intention. So what is your intention at this time for yourself? It could be to trust yourself. It could be to develop your spiritual gifts, develop your intuition. It could be to take care of your body, to take care of your health and nutrition. It could be to be mentally strong and to give yourself a place that is satisfying, the satisfying mental engagement right now. Like what you enjoy doing that you can direct your mind towards is very important at this time. It can be that your intention is to manage any anxiety or fears, to manage a sense of confusion, and to understand that there's always solutions for everything. In fact, the universe is wildly creative, and there are multiple solutions for any one problem. So even tapping into that at a quantum level will support you at this time. Being aware of your intention is key. And of course, all of those things I just mentioned could be your intention right now. Remember that you're not alone, that this is a global experience at this time, which also makes it very rare to have countries and cities shut down, to have all of us in quarantine and self-isolating at the same time, unheard of. And yet there's something happening that is supporting this transformation. And again, I'm feeling very strong galactic waves, very strong galactic energies and galactic support. So for those of you who are tapped in and connected at a cosmic level, really go there for your support right now. Tap into the bigger picture of all of this, because the timeline on Earth is unique to our planet, meaning other planets, other solar system, other galactic neighbors don't have the same timeline that we do. And so you can have support right now that is timeless, that is out of this time-space continuum, that is supporting your energy in ways that perhaps the human mind can't quite understand. But that is really for our benefit, is to get out of our own minds and to go into our bigger energy fields. So whatever you can do now to trust in your energy, to trust in your soul's intention, and to connect at that level is going to be wildly supportive as we move through these bigger energy cycles. It's also one of the gifts of Neptune in Pisces, where we go into these places that perhaps we didn't have access to because our minds would shut it down, or we wouldn't think it's possible, or we would doubt it. Well, now we have bigger opportunities to go into our own intuition and our own spiritual knowingness to move through 2020 and beyond. And know that this is a multi-year process. That these big waves are going to keep moving into the middle of this decade, that it really might not be until towards the end of this decade that we have a sense of feeling firmly on our feet. That's not to say there aren't going to be beneficial developments and good things happening. Just look at the past decade. I know that at times it felt really slow and that it wasn't moving along fast enough, but we are moving at a speed that is quickening. And that's also why our physical selves are quickening. And I've talked about this too, about how our DNA strands and our cells are starting to vibrate at a higher frequency, at a higher vibration. And it's to match the shifts and changes in the solar system and in the galaxy. So we are basically needing to keep pace with these changes. And we do so by going higher, by going up into 5D and 7D energies and having those energies support our 3D physical selves. So a lot happening at multiple layers of our being, and we just need to keep taking care of ourselves, even hourly or daily. It feels like the days all go together right now. You can be lost in what day it is. We're experiencing that timelessness in a way. And I feel like we're looking at, what do I travel with when I feel this way? What energies do I travel with? Or what fears am I traveling with that I want to transmute? Because you have support right now to transmute things at a lower vibration into a higher vibration. Ask for support. Ask for help from God, Source, Spirit, the universe, whatever you connect with. And I feel like there's going to be answers and solutions that come through even faster. We are doing amazing things together at this time, and that is why we are here. Recognize yourself. Recognize your journey. Recognize what you have been through and what you've healed. Understand more about who you are and stay open to what is happening now, meaning stay open to a shift in your soul mission work or to a new understanding of your soul purpose. All of that is shifting us too, where maybe you thought you would practice one thing or be in one type of healing modality for the rest of your life, and you no longer feel called to it, you don't have the energy for it. That's because you are being reassigned into something new and different that is going to be needed to support humanity, to be of service, and to be essentially available for those who are continuing their awakening and their ascension process. Very big times. Very big cycle of energies, but we've got this. We are supported. We are loved. We are light, and we're doing it all together. And this is going to help us move through the turbulence, the grief, the shock, the trauma, the heartbreak, any of that, anything that comes up like that, we're going to get through it. And we're going to have rewards and beneficial developments on the other side. So stay focused on the long term. These are the things I tell myself, by the way, because I'm doing this work with you. I am walking with you through this. There are many ways the energies can unfold, okay? Like, there's no like one set path. There are many potentials, and we can move through those energies in various expressions. But what we want to maintain is the understanding that we're here for this paradigm shift. We're here to be a part of this rising light. And one thing that you can count on this planet, the sun rises every morning. And let that give you faith. Let that give you hope. Let that give you what you need to feel nourished and supported, and to remind you that you are a part of the rising light. No one said it would be easy. No one said it would happen quickly. You know, there was no guarantees, but you showed up and you want to be here because you know you can do it and you know you have something good to offer humanity. So I hope this has given you a helpful perspective on the energies of this time as we move through this first week of April and we continue to navigate some of these bigger tidal waves in the months to come. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. I do offer a variety of astrology programs and classes, as well as business development resources. So at mollymccord.online, you can find a video library where I help you with very practical business things, by the way. I talk about taxes. I talk about finances. I talk about what you need to understand about how you set up your work. And I do this with the intention of helping more people step into their soul mission work and to be able to help your clients and your customers. So I'll be back here on Wednesday for the next weekly intuitive astrology session. I am going to keep recording my podcasts. I can do so very easily. So know that I will keep doing this as time permits and that I'm going to keep being here for you as we move through all of this together. Take good care. Take care of your heart. Take care of your body. Take care of your soul and take care of your loved ones. I'll see you back here soon.